Taking your brother's look on the bounce back, and it's a difficult game because Waterford have, and an out form wise, but they had a big result at UCD to sort of move away from that bottom half.
Given they're all difficult games, I heard Liam Buckley last night from St Pat's, or from Sligo, saying it was there's no easy games in this league. I've been saying it since the start of the season that there is no easy games. So you have to treat every game on its merits. You got to earn the right to win games, and you got to make sure that you play to your strengths. This is a difficult game, but it's a game that we have to embrace. We're delighted that we have a game so quickly after Friday night. We're delighted that we have a team coming to Brandywell as opposed to going to another difficult venue. But guy, Mike, it's a difficult venue for whoever comes here. So we look forward to the game. It was a difficult 36 hours in terms of our pride is hurting, our passion for the club was hurting. But a game coming so quickly is a big plus because it gives us a chance to put a few rights.
That's what I was about to say. You would think the players would be coming out with a wee bit of a sort of kick up the backside type attitude. Well,
look, the players have been brilliant, Ty. The players have been absolutely magnificent. When we're sitting here with five players on the 4th of January 2019, I'd have put your hand off for 40 points with 10 games to play. There's 40 points on board, there's 30 points to play for. I would have bat your hand off for that, right? And that's not down to us, that's down to the players. The players have been fantastic. They've been outstanding during the course of the opening load of games. So, you know, we want to make sure we finish in the manner that we started. 10 games to go, 30 points up for grabs. Let's see if we can get the next three on board as quickly as possible.
And obviously Europe, you know, everybody keeps talking about, oh, if you know, another defeat, whatever else, but Europe has to be still there. Like, Bohemians are still there.
Look, if they're saying another defeat, we've had six defeats all year, you know, on a par with most of the top four or five, you know. So another defeat, I'm not buying into that one. Lost 20 games here last year. We're sitting at 6 with 10 to play. So I'm not buying into another defeat. Boys have been magnificent. Yes, we've dropped points, of course we have, but so's everybody else except Dundalk. So we're in a position now, as I say, 10 games to play. Everything's positive at the club. So many good players, so many good people. The players are hurting as much as we are. Players are hurting as much as the fans are, and hopefully come Monday night we're able to put on a performance on a par with the one that we last had here against Sligo.
What do you think when he sort of changes? I know Junior went off struggling with, I think it's a recurrent, maybe the ground injury again.
He's had a knock for a whack of weeks. We have to manage him. He's doubtful at the minute because of the recovery time, but look, we've players sitting that didn't start the game the other night, like Barry McNamee, like Michael McCrudden, who's going to be a brilliant player here, Owen Stokes, Connor Davis, Eddie Delap. We've players here that are ready to come in and play. We've got versatility in our group. We are at the stage now where some people may need rested and have played a lot of minutes, but ultimately it's all about Waterford, and if we can get to the levels that we're capable of getting at, then it should make for a good game.